this evening. Here we go. We're talking now on the show between 7 and 8 on a Thursday about social media, online things. Very keen to have a chat with Simon Plant. Simon is a photographer and filmmaker. He's based in Ilminster. And for him, no 2 days are the same. Simon describes his photographic style as quiet, tranquil, peaceful, and idyllic, in contrast to his family life at home with 3 kids. Let's talk to him a bit more about that contrast and find out about some of the work that he's doing. Evening, Simon. Hi, Simon, can you hear me? And if you can hear me, are you unmuted? Hopefully we'll get hold of Simon shortly. Can't seem to hear him at the moment. Might be a mute issue. Those are things which we didn't have to deal with a year ago. Can you hear me now, Simon? Are you there?
I can hear you, Charlie.
There we go, Simon. We've got you now. I don't know what that was, but we found you. Simon, lovely to chat to you. So tell us, first of all, about your photography and filmmaking. When did it all begin?
Ooh, a long, long time ago. I think probably about mid-80s is when I had a little bit of a passion for photography through my father. And so I had a little dabble of photography about 14, but then sort of, you know, left it alone. But I came back to it in about the mid-80s, and I fell into it in a very weird way through riding Lambretta and Vespa scooters around the country with my mates.
Oh, and
and then fast forward quite a bit, I got my first big break photographing all the male models for Clark Shoes Windows, and so it evolved from there.
Wow, you were the man behind some of the photos for Clark Shoes. I mean, those get seen by must be millions of people walking past Clark's shops.
Yeah, I mean, I did quite a few shoots for them over the years for the window displays. It was obviously, I was still quite young. It was quite a bit of responsibility, so I was very grateful for them to take a chance on me. But yeah. It really did launch me into more the lifestyle photography, which I've sort of mainly specialised in for most of my career. I did photograph cars for a little while as well, and I've done a few other things as well. As a photographer, you used to generalise, and you'd be asked to do all sorts. And I still do get asked to do all sorts, but my specialist area is really location and lifestyle photography.
Right, and that is where the project that we're going to talk about comes into it, because this is all about Somerset, so we love talking about it. This is Life in a Somerset Landscape. Tell me when this began.
It started about 2012. It was really a really self-indulgent project. I just wanted to take some pictures. Having a project really sort of focuses you. And I decided, you know, I really loved photographing the people of Somerset, the old cider makers, the peat diggers, and people like that, the old crafts. And they fascinated me. And I used to go down to Watchfield and photograph Gordon Rich from Rich's Cider Farm. And I really got on well with him. And it was always very welcoming. And the images used to end up in the Somerset Tourist Board magazines and stuff like that. And that's the sort of people I used to love photographing. So I thought, well, I'd like to do more of this. I also wanted to photograph some things like maize fields. And I decided, because I'm a retoucher as well, I decided to maybe put some animals like an owl within a cornfield. And I photographed the owl, photographed the fence, photographed the field, and photographed glass from in the background. So some of the images I create, other images I capture by turning up to people's workshops or you know, wherever they happen to be, and capture them there.
So did you put an owl in? How did you get an owl? There's a missing link for me somewhere in there.
I'll backtrack slightly. I've had a bit of a funny fascination with maize fields. I don't know whether I've watched too many horror films. I don't know. But they're not very easy to photograph, maize fields. And so I needed to sort of create a story. And I don't know why I thought this, but I thought I'd love to photograph an owl sat on a rustic fence with a maize field, and then maybe put an iconic Somerset landmark behind. So I decided Glastonbury is the iconic Somerset icon. And so I just basically then did a bit of research, found a Shirandi's Bird of Prey, who look after birds of prey and owls, approached them and said, look, you know, could I come and photograph one of your owls? And it all kind of evolved from there. And then I spent probably a few days very carefully compositing the images together to make the final picture I wanted.
Got it. Right. I just thought you sort of had a, you know, the back of your van, you had all sorts of animals that you released depending on which one you fancied photographing at that moment. But I see it makes sense now. Lovely. I bet those shots look great. So that's how it all sort of started. But tell us, so you've been going for a decade now. Tell us about some of the people that you've met and the work that they do.
Well, where do I start? I mean, there's some absolutely amazing people. And, you know, I've just been reflecting on this just recently. When I look over the back of the pictures, I always think the camera is almost like a passport or a permission slip to go to places that most people don't see or to meet people that most people probably, you know, may not get a chance to meet. And when I look back over this project, I realise it's the people and the stories that really capture my imagination. The pictures obviously important, it's original on there, but it's the people's stories. And you know, I photographed all sorts of people. I photographed obviously Willow Weavers. I've photographed a lady called Sarah Mooney, who's a storyteller, and I photographed her outside of the Pilton Tide Barn. And and she's had a wonderful story of how she got into storytelling. It was literally, she was on stage, was a bit of an actress, and on stage, and one day she read out the line, "Happy Ever After," I think it was, and it just resonated with her. And since then, she's the 11th Bard of Glastonbury, I think. She's something to do with the Roald Dahl Foundation, like official. So, yeah, she's a really interesting lady. But the list goes on. You know, there's Mike Farley, who's the number one Henry VIII impersonator, who's an ex-comedian. He was really fun to shoot. There's a long list of people. I won't bore you with all of them, but and all of them have got great stories behind them.
Just flicking through on your website now, and it's absolutely great. I mean, it's like a museum, taking a walk through a museum of Somerset crafts. It's fantastic. I'm just looking. There's images of a Fletcher at work. There's a sieve maker, a master thatcher that I'm looking at now, a rare poultry breeder. I've seen, you know, all these incredible jobs that, you know, just don't feel like 21st century jobs, but they're important and they still happen here in the county.
Some of them like the Steve Overthrow, who makes the traditional sieves and riddle maker, is his title. When he contacted me, I just didn't have a clue what he made. I said, well, I know what a sieve is. What's a riddle? And it's just these old wooden sieves that have gone out of fashion. He actually revived the art of that. He had to go and learn. He managed to find somebody who actually had knowledge, an old guy, and he actually learned, and he's revived a lost art through, you know, and he's based in Langport.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I love that. I'm going to spend a lot of time taking a look through these. Are there any which, you've mentioned there a few of them, but any which really stand out as something surprising or that you didn't know still happened here or that you discovered through your work?
Well, there's one that I really enjoyed exceptionally photographing because it all came together quite nicely, and it's just unusual. There's a bunch of guys called the Legion of the Stag, and they are I've got to get this right. I think it's a 14th century mercenary reenactment group. So basically, they dress up as these 14th century mercenaries with all the armor and all the swords and stuff. And they meet together, I think, on a tennis court in Ilminster to practice. And they basically go there and bash the hell out of each other. And I thought they'd make a great pitch. And I wanted them in a misty field with these trees and what have you. And they came together to photograph them. And I just said to them about setting this shot up. I said, can you sit on the helmets, or will they not be strong enough, you know, if I wanted to do stuff with them? And he says, it's real stuff, you know, and they're real swords. So they're actually, you know, hitting each other with these things, and they weigh a ton. But they were great fun. They're really passionate about this reenactment. It was just an unusual shoot. And the one image I got of them, the main shot, should we call it, it just ended up looking like some old painting, the way they set themselves up. And it was, you know, the guy was stretched out his hand with the bread. You'd have to see it to understand what I'm saying, but it looked like some sort of Renaissance picture you would see. But that was a great fun shoot to do.
Oh, it's absolutely fantastic. Really appreciate you coming on and telling us about it, Simon. For people who want to find out more, perhaps there'll be some people listening who think, do you know what, I do a craft like that in the county. I'd love to. I would love Simon to come and photograph me and be part of it. How do they do that?
Well, they can just contact me through my website. It's simonplant.co.uk. I'm also on Facebook and all that. All the links are there on the site. I would love to hear. I'm actually, if anybody's listening who's got some connections with the peat industry, that's one thing that's really evaded me. I know it's probably not an industry that's sort of maybe popular now or whatever you want to call it, but I'm looking for somebody who maybe cuts peat the traditional way, hand cuts it. So if anybody's out there who knows of anybody, please reach out.
Fantastic. Well, there we go. So if you're involved, get in touch with Simon. So simonplant.co.uk, is that right? Is that the website?
That's correct. Yes,
perfect.
That's right.
Well, it's great chatting to you tonight, Simon. Thank you very much for speaking to us, and you know, good luck with the rest of your work. I think it's fantastic.
Thank you very much, Charlie. Thanks for having me on.
Dear Simon there, Simon Plant. If you want to see those photos, I really would advise it. simonplant.co.uk. Just gone 7:30 now.
BBC Radio Somerset's Connected. BBC Radio Somerset.
Whitney Houston, I'm your baby tonight. Thanks very much, Simon. Wasn't that great? Chatting to Simon there. We had a journey